only information we have had is from him directly. The family contact development officer on a couple of occasions when we were concerned, a couple of times when we first went in, we were concerned about his mental health. They were very helpful.
It's difficult to have any influence on the life of a prisoner. What would help, though, was to be able to offer advice or consultation or to be available just to contact in a situation where if the prisoner has a decision to make, he can phone up and ask for some advice from somebody apart from the prison authorities, or if there's a problem, he can phone up.
And I took him to the prison when he was 6 days old. What he is so frightened of is that this baby isn't going to grow up knowing him. We're actually going to the prison on Sunday. And she's coming with me for the first time to see her dad in 6 months. And I don't know how she's going to cope with this journey. The journey is horrendous. If it was more local, fine. I think if the families were going to split up, they would split up anyway over the offence. But if the partners decided, right, I'm going to stick by him, I'm going to help him through this, they're putting it out of our reach to do that. They're putting it at a distance that's going to sicken us. But they don't help us while they're in. I think that is really, really hard for the families to cope with. They're going to break more families up than they're going to keep together. Sometimes a hug says a whole lot more than anything. And that's what I was looking for after my car accident. A hug from my partner to tell me I was going to be okay. And I couldn't get that.
When I first went up to see him that day, he did say that he thought maybe he hadn't put my name down. He didn't think that I'd come near him, because I had always stressed to the family, my children, that if you ever get into any bother, well, sorry, bail yourself out. He's my youngest, and anyway, it didn't matter which one of them would have been, I would have been still there for them. So I'm glad that I made that effort to go up and see him. I worry about whether he would harm himself.
Well, I would like it if my husband could spend more quality time with his son. His actions shouldn't punish the rest of the family. I just don't think it's right that an innocent child should have to pay.